Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
And starring Claire as Claire.
What are we going to do about Wednesday?
That's your big line in the show, waiting for Wednesday.
I'm just waiting. Waiting on Wednesday.
Waiting on Wednesday.
Ah, hey,
Wednesday's
Wednesday.
Here. We're halfway through the week because Monday was a holiday.
Isn't this a weird week?
Yeah. I keep reminding myself that two very large bags of trash that I have to put tags on will go out tomorrow.
Yes. It's the wrong. I'm like, I'm just a little bit off because like yesterday was our Monday, but like some people, today's going to feel like a Monday.
Kids and, back to school today, right?
For Cedar
you?
Rapids?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I believe other districts go back even, you know, like maybe tomorrow, I think.
We met with some friends last night who are allowed to go to Disney because I've been banned for 2024.
Jealous much?
To provide a little insight on where to go, best fireworks. And their daughter not only is looking forward to the trip, but she's been really bummed because she wants to go back to school.
She's, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
She's an elementary student.
Yes, she is. Fourth grade. Fourth
That's
graders
exciting.
Wanted to go back.
Really?
Probably junior high kids, not so much.
But that's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was really looking forward to today.
I think there is just a little bit of excitement. Like, you know, a little bit of like, I can wear my new, even though it was not a hit at the time for Christmas, opening up a box of clothes.
Yes.
Like, at least you have something to look for. Like, I can't wait to show this item off.
I don't even remember. It's been so long. Like, college, you would be starting your new semester now, right?
Yeah.
Do they do that in high school? Like,
no.
Or junior high, does Audrey have different classes today that she didn't have in December?
No, we still have, you know.
Same calendar the whole year?
No, I think it's a little bit deeper that we'll kind of switch things over.
Got it.
We have had a little bit of a break and then we got to finish some things up.
Yeah, I don't remember when we made the swap.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I took art like all year, right? I took for like half of a school year.
Yeah.
And then had jazz band or something for the other half. I don't remember. Or PE.
You had jazz band as a class?
No, it was an elective. It was early.
You're so fun.
I'm so jazzy.
You're so jazzy.
I prefer to be referred to as Jazz Man.
From now on, I'm just jazzy, okay?
Hey, Jazz Man.
I'm just me. I'm jazzy, baby.
Hey, baby. Jazzy.
You are so jazzy.
Well, thank you.
I don't know when it happens, though. I'm like, it's got to be sometime in January.
Don't you see your schedule?
You know, they were asking like you know, because it's like we gotta like pack lunches and get ready for
school.
You too
have to get back in the routine.
Yes, and like sometimes it's like, well, maybe I want to eat hot lunch, maybe I want to eat cold lunch, and they're like, well, we need to look up what it is, and I'm gonna forget. I don't even know the website of where you look up.
Claire, my very first radio station, I would read the school lunch menus on the radio.
How did you get it? The lunch lady
typed it up and either mailed it to the radio station.
What?
Yeah. Or this was early in the fax machine days. They would fax it.
They would fax it to you?
Uh-huh. And I had to read school lunch menus for like 8 school districts.
What?
Yes.
So you're just like
in Fairfield
hamburgers.
Today. Yes. In Mount Pleasant today.
Salisbury steak.
Turkey tetrazzini. Cinnamon roll. Green beans. Choice of chocolate milk. Washington County. I was the school lunch reader.
Wow.
On the radio.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just learned, I'm like, I didn't even know that there was a website
for lunch.
Yeah, it's like Slice of Life or something like that.
That's a perfect name.
Okay.
I would rename it chiliandcinnamonrolls.com.
Yes.
That would be a good name for school lunch website.
Yes. Although ours was always tacos and cinnamon rolls.
Really?
Yeah.
But there's something about that spicy hamburger.
Exactly. It needs a cinnamon roll.
I think
roll.
The hamburger, the spice, and the cinnamon roll dough came in on the same truck
they
every
must
week.
Have.
Yes.
They must have.
They were always married.
Never the two shall part.
Well, welcome to a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And back to school for many kids in the area.
And I don't know what you're going to have for lunch.
Good luck figuring that out.
Best of luck to
and
you.
And go to the right classes, not the wrong ones, because we don't know when your schedule starts.
Just see your own calendar, okay? And then, you know, as we were talking about most of the day yesterday, new year, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do as we get into the new year? How are we going to change? How are we going to grow? Let's start by leaving some words back in 2023,
so
shall
this
we?
Is a vocabulary adjustment.
Yes. There are a couple of words that this is done by the Lake Superior State University in Michigan. They have an annual list of words that we need to leave behind. The words that maybe we should stop using. Hack.
Okay.
Like, this is a
life
total,
hack.
I've got a life hack.
Lunch hack.
Yep. This is how I hack this. And yeah, it's an easier way of doing things.
I agree
right?
with that.
We have a lot of that.
Goodbye, hack.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Iconic.
I wasn't using iconic that much.
No, but I think it is a little bit maybe of a, like, literally, we were talking about that word for a while.
You can't use iconic all the time because yes. Then nothing is iconic.
Exactly. It's not like using everything can be iconic.
Amazing all the time.
Yes. Yes. Cringeworthy.
That's a good word though.
But
it's
not
very
too much.
Descriptive.
Well, cringe is getting, I don't know if it's just cringeworthy, but like I'm hearing cringe a lot more. Like, that's cringe. You're making me cringe.
Okay, now that you say it that way, I don't want to hear cringe ever again.
That's cringe.
So cringe.
Me saying that's cringe is cringe,
cringe
in itself. Isn't that interesting? And then this is the one I absolutely can agree with because I have used it and used it all up in 2023, which is slay.
Flush that thing, man.
We need to go. My daughter, to everything for my daughter is slay. Oh, really? Slay. Slay.
What does it mean?
It's like, that's great. Super. Cool. It's everything. It's.
I thought it meant to like take charge of something or be the best at. You slayed it.
Not the
Not
way
anymore.
She's using it.
Slay.
It's, oh, slay.
Is it like cool?
When we went to Florida together, I was like, look, here we are on the beach. Look, I found you some shells. Oh, slay. slay.
Get rid of that too.
It's done. It's over.
You
We're
need some
on.
Sort of like punishment system if you hear the word.
Yeah.
It's like the coin jar, the swear jar.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to stop ourselves.
It's going to be the cringe slay jar.
It's so cringe when you say slay.
Oh, no. That's 25 cents, please.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Before we get to your mom advice,
yeah.
Have you opened the email that everybody got yesterday? We got the new phone list for work.
Yeah.
You looked at it though?
I mean, a glance. Like, what?
Do you never check your own number first to make sure it's right?
No. Are we supposed to do that?
That's what I do every time.
I thought it was just like, hey, we've added.
Well, it's also good to see who's new in the company. But I've got an interesting fun fact to me about the new radio station phone list. You ready?
Yeah.
Three people on staff still have home telephones.
Really?
I find that fascinating.
Huh.
Everybody else, and that number keeps going down every time we get a new list. But everybody's just cell phones.
We had to give our home phone? What?
You still have a home phone, but it's not listed.
No,
you don't. No.
No.
Then that's why you wouldn't have given a home phone.
Huh.
But I would have back in the day when I still had my... So that list used to be same amount of people, twice as many phone numbers. Because
wow.
We all would have given our home phone, and then we would have... also given a cell phone number. Or some people didn't have a cell phone. You just called them at home.
What?
I know. Olden times.
I know. Isn't it weird
it's
how
just
like
crazy.
And the access that you have to people now, like that little device.
You're willing to give that out. It's in your back pocket.
Yeah.
It's a camera. It's a phone. It's a computer.
It's everything.
It's right there.
I remember, there's a lot of inventions. Like I was the first person to come up with the idea, but I didn't like patent it or anything.
For so what? Cell phones?
Heated steering wheels. Yes. You're welcome. And then also there one day there will be a camera on this device. I feel
come
like
on.
I said it first. I'm not kidding. Yes.
I thought that your telephone should control your TV and call it the FOMOTE.
That's a...
The phone remote, the FOMOTE.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. What?
Mm. Or and if we're almost there.
If
right?
It floats in the water, it's the FLOMOTE. What?
I knew about the FLOMOTE.
I've told you about the FLOMOTE before.
You told me about the FLOMOTE.
I was very proud of that.
It's for a very specific individual.
I love these non-inventions, by the way. But yeah, the FLOMOTE is specifically for somebody who has a pool and is watching television at the same time. It's a very specific demographic.
Specific individual.
I got to go in with the spa people and also the TV people.
You're going to help tens of people with your invention. Tens and tens of people.
That's why each one is priced at $100,000.
Exactly. So you come in with the right price point.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to make my millions.
That's why we know business, baby.
I sell 10 FOMOTES and I'm in. Or FLOMOTES. Good.
Well, you know, we'll work on the name. Branding.
We're getting there.
We're so close.
So I'll check and make sure your phone number is right on the phone list, by the way.
Oh, you check on my behalf.
I'll check on your behalf.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't know we were supposed to be checking that.
Then I'll call you from my pool while I'm watching TV.
Try calling me based on the number that's in the phone list.
Okay, I'll get to that.
God.
You should be fine.
I hope it's right. I want to pass along some advice because I had a revelation last evening. I'm getting the kids ready and, you know, it's the end of break kids go back to school in Cedar Rapids today. So, you know, we're like, oh, what's for lunch tomorrow? And we're laying out new clothes. And I got a text from another mom, and it was an invitation to a birthday party. And I was like, oh, this is nice. It's, you know, a couple weeks into January. And I let her know that, yeah, like, okay, you know, we've got a practice that ends, and we got about half an hour of drive time, and we'll be there. You know, like, it's really busy, but we'll make it. She's like, oh, I understand, because I am only just putting this together now. My daughter's birthday was actually the 28th of December.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, I completely understand, because I have a daughter whose birthday is also the 28th of December. And it is hard to go from, you know, major holiday to birthday.
To another major holiday.
Another major holiday, all in the span of like a week. I'm like, I completely get it. And she's like, yeah, that's why we always move the party. Eric, it never occurred to me to celebrate the birthday at a later date, especially in January.
Would she be okay with that, though?
There's nothing going on. Well, at least you'd get a day. Like, we could still do something fun, like a pizza party or something, you know,
yeah,
like just like a family thing.
But then throw the party in January when there's nothing happening.
When there's nothing to look forward to. It's cold and bleh.
That makes total sense. It's like having a destination wedding and then you eventually have the reception.
Yes.
Nobody cares until you just send out the invitations.
Why did this never occur to me?
Well, but you know now.
Yes!
Moving forward.
The more you know.
The entire town of Haverhill, Iowa, about 75 miles due west of Cedar Rapids on Highway 30. Without power Monday night, drunk driver hit the utility pole. The one utility pole in town. The Marshall County Sheriff's Office said deputies were dispatched about 10:50, report of a vehicle hit a utility pole on the 200 block of Main Street. That guy then attempted to leave the area. They found him later at a bar. Identified as 24-year-old Cade Bovenmeyer. You ready for his blood alcohol content?
Oh, no.
0.238.
Bud.
2.238, and he was behind the wheel.
And he walked away. He's fine, clearly.
Well, yeah. I read before, because your body is so loose,
yeah,
right? You don't tense up like a normal person would do, and you survive that. Line energy able to restore power after several hours.
That must have been extremely frustrating.
Crazy. Hey, do you remember this song back in 2020?
The census counts people in homes, big and small.
You count if you're tiny.
You count if you're tall.
Tall. Everyone counts in the U.S. of A.
Everyone counts
in their own special.
That's
I
back when we
this.
Were doing the census during the COVID, during all of that.
Yes, during the COVID.
During the COVID.
I remember the COVID.
Apparently, a town can pay the Census Bureau after 4 years to recount if they don't think it's accurate, or in this case, the town has grown by so much that you need to come count again because there's more of us.
Hey, get over here.
Get over here and start counting. So there are 11 communities between Iowa and Illinois. These are the first towns to sign up for this recount, which is being offered by the U.S. Census Bureau. In our area, Altoona, Bondurant, Grimes, Johnston, Norwalk, Pleasant Hill, and Waukee, all suburbs of Des Moines, have grown almost three times in 3 years.
What?
And because a lot of those formulas are then used for money you get from the state and the federal government, you need to have an accurate headcount.
We need a little help over here.
So they have put in a request for a recount, basically, of the U.S. Census. So they pay the census people come in, they do another count, everybody counts with the census.
The census counts people in homes, big and small.
You count if you're tiny.
You count if you're tall.
Because everyone counts in the U.S. of A. Everyone counts in their own special way.
So they'll be doing that a little bit later this year.
That's kind of cool.
I didn't know you could ask for that.
I did not know you could do a recount either.
But you can. Worker at a Hy-Vee in West Des Moines goes to work Sunday in a limousine. You want to know why?
Why?
It was his last day of work. He has been working for Hy-Vee since 1975. When he was 16 years old as a meat
Stop
cutter.
Stop it. Are you serious?
His name is Steve Mick, a 48-year Hy-Vee employee, chauffeured to work. The Hy-Vee picked him up. He got to the store. Big banner with his face on it. Congratulations on 48 years. It was last day behind the meat counter. That's also that job that everybody knows you.
Yeah.
Because you're that
and
face every
you.
Year.
Yeah.
He's worked at a variety of Hy-Vees in the area, but 1975, 16 years old. First assignment behind the meat counter, and he's been a meat guy the entire time.
And I bet everybody, you know, like on staff, like that, just
yes.
Ask him.
Steve knows. Steve knows. So then, of course, it's Hy-Vee. They have to have a cake. So the bakery made a huge cake. And all we know is in his retirement, camping in nature, because that was the theme of the cake. Family, friends, the store all congratulated
him.
That
is so sweet.
48-year-old Hy-Vee employee Steve Mick, congratulations on your retirement. You got us feeling all right. And what a way for Hy-Vee to show the love, too. Pick him up in a limo. Just shows that they certainly appreciate it at the store.
Everyone counts in their own
He counts,
way.
Too.
Yeah.
He might live in a town where he's going to get counted by the U.S. Census. That'd be fun.
Look at it. It's all coming together.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Okay, it's possible that in the very near future, a judge will release a list of people connected with the late Jeffrey Epstein. The list has about 200 people, and right now it's all John or Jane Doe's on the list. Nobody knows who's actually on the list. But Aaron Rodgers apparently can't wait for that list to come out. He was on the Pat McAfee show where he said that he would be popping some sort of bottle when that list does become public. And he suggested for some reason that he believes Jimmy Kimmel's name could be on it.
Why is he taking celebration of this list and who's on it?
I have no clue.
That's strange.
Why are you celebrating the list? Why are you implying Jimmy Kimmel? Jimmy Kimmel, not happy.
Also,
that he's been implicated.
Jimmy Kimmel in the ABC family under Disney, ESPN, Pat McAfee's on is that network. So all of this doesn't make any sense.
All goes back to each other. Jimmy Kimmel had a response. He addressed Aaron Rodgers, not by name, said, "Dear, for the record, I have not met, flown with, visited, or had any contact whatsoever with Epstein, nor will you find my name on any list other than clearly phony nonsense that you can't seem to distinguish from reality. Your reckless words are putting my family in danger. Keep it up, and we will debate the facts further in court."
Good for you, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
Is there just been this rumor he's on this list for a while?
I haven't heard of any rumors of who might be on it. Definitely not Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know. So I don't know where he's getting his information and why you'd put that out there in a public space, but there it is.
I always get slander and libel mixed up, but it feels like we're getting close to one of those.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, it's definitely one.
It's one of them.
I'm not super litigious. I'm just a little litigious. We'll see. We'll see. Big information on the summer 2024 Olympics. We're going to be switching up the coverage on NBC just a little bit. No, a lot of it. Snoop Dogg is going to be entering the space.
As a correspondent?
As part of their primetime coverage. Snoop Dogg is going to be off exploring city landmarks, attending competitions and events, going to visit with athletes, their extended families, talking to them about what it's like to be an Olympic athlete.
I love it.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg at the Eiffel Tower. Snoop Dogg at Arc de Triomphe.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg at the Louvre.
There's so many places
to go. Looking at the Mona Lisa.
There's so much history in this town, right? Snoop said, "Let's elevate, celebrate, and make these games unforgettable. Smoke the competition, and may the best shine like gold. Peace and Olympic love, you dig?"
Way to go, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, this is a great... I actually think this works perfectly.
I love it.
I think this is going to bring a little bit of life to this competition. Summer Olympics start July 26th. NBC and Peacock.
Okay, well, thank you.
I'm looking forward to it. And I know I am just a messenger here, okay? I know that you are probably well aware that now Mickey Mouse's image became public domain as of Monday.
The official image from Steamboat Willie is no longer copywritten. It is in the public domain.
It was a 1928 cartoon. And, you know, once something exists so long, it just kind of becomes part of public domain. It's not a whole lot. It's not, everything. It's just that image of Mickey, but it's still Mickey. So naturally, what have we been doing once something becomes public domain?
Turn it into a horror movie.
That's exactly what they're doing, Eric. You got it. Let me tell you about Mickey's Mousetrap. Official synopsis. It's Alex's 21st birthday, but she's stuck at the amusement arcade on a late shift, so her friends decide to surprise her. But a masked killer dressed as Mickey Mouse decides to play a game of his own, of which of them she must survive.
What?
Whoa! Looks a little cheesy, No famous. Sorry. No famous names attached to this.
Well, were there anybody famous in Blood and Honey, the Winnie the Pooh murder
No, there
movie?
Was not. No, there was not. But you know what? It's probably going to make a couple bucks.
It sure will.
With a little bit of interest. Will you personally see this movie?
No!
No!
That's my dear Mickey Mouse. But, what are you doing?
But it's Mickey and it's horror and you like both things.
I do like both things, but you see, not in the same room.
I just want to know where you stand. Thank you.
You're welcome. Far away from that. That's where I'm standing.
Away.
Yes.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
I have to admit, I'm a little freaked out by the fact that we do this every year and it seems to come true.
It is kind of strange, but the Magic Z-Ball has some sort of mystical power to see the future.
Just last year, I asked if Brian Ferentz would be coaching the first game. Magic Z-Ball said yes, he did. His contract got restructured, but I asked about the first game and that came true. You asked about Johnny Depp doing a major project.
Would he have a major role coming back in 2023? Role? No.
Came true.
Came true.
Both Magic Z-Ball predictions came true.
Eerily accurate.
Yes, eerily accurate. And now it's time to see if we can get an eerily accurate prediction for 2024.
What lies ahead in 2024? What will we see coming true in 2024?
Do you want the floor or do you want me to take the floor for 2024?
I need to just commit to one of my two questions.
You're still stuck.
So I am going to go. No.
You're going to go.
I think I'm going to go with my
gut.
With my gut.
Okay.
Because I want to ask the Magic Z-Ball. I ask a lot of questions of the pop culture future.
Mm-hmm.
Much at stake here. Magic Z-Ball. Will we see a baby Bieber in the year of 2024?
Justin Bieber gonna be a daddy.
Shaky, shaky, shaky.
Swishy, swishy, swishy. Shaky, shaky, shaky. Swishy, swishy, swishy. Shaky, shaky, shaky. It's hard to read.
It is hard to read.
Do you get it? You got to shake it again.
It says cannot predict now.
We always make it predict, so you got it.
Okay, so this happened last year,
you're
too.
You're dead with the Johnny Depp question.
Well, I can't predict right now, so we'll just wait a minute. We'll just let Hey, Magic 8 Ball.
How about now?
How do you think now?
Swishy, 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 swishy.
It's... It... Can you...
I got it.
Do you...
Let
like,
me look
okay,
at it.
Okay, let me...
I have my
careful.
Readers.
Get your blue readers.
My blue readers if you need them.
It's just there's a lot of bubbles there now
okay.
that I've swishy, swishy,
handed
swishy.
Across.
Got
I
it?
Got it. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that is hard to read.
I know. Pop the bubble. Just not... Don't shake it.
Keep it. You got to keep it upright.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt?
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Is what the Magic Z-Ball is claiming for a Bieber baby. Without a doubt, Claire.
What?
Is that what you're expecting?
No. Without a doubt?
Without a doubt is what Magic
okay,
Z-Ball said.
Okay, Magic Z-Ball. Okay, Eric.
Okay, flip it back over.
Okay.
Rest it on it, the face or whatever.
Thank
okay.
you for giving me this power. It's like a hot potato.
You're
like,
it's a no. You're like, I don't want to touch it. That thing's cursed.
The old Magic Z-Ball? I heard it's cursed.
Considering all of the development in downtown Cedar Rapids along the riverfront.
Yes.
Big Grove. Stopped by there yesterday.
Sure.
Pickleball Palace is opening soon.
Yeah, I heard soft opening this weekend.
Just under the bridge is the site of the old Cooper's Mill, which has been tagged for a potential casino. My question to the Magic Z-Ball is this. In 2024, will we hear a major announcement about a future casino in Cedar Rapids?
Oh,
that is my
word.
Question for the Magic Z-Ball.
Well, okay.
You ready to give it a swishy, swishy, swishy?
Magic Z-Ball, this is a big one.
Yes.
Magic Z-Ball, what say you?
Swishy, 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 swishy,
swishy, swishy.
The question is, major announcement for a casino project happening in Cedar Rapids. Do I need to read it again?
Please.
I got my readers on. Okay, hand it very carefully over. Don't.
Careful.
Tip the
I Seriously.
Die. I got it.
We need more.
We need more juice in
juice
there.
Juice in here.
Do you have any grape juice? I don't know what to fill it with. It needs
magic,
to be purple.
Magic
okay,
grape juice.
I can barely make it out. But to the question, will we get a major announcement about a casino in Cedar Rapids in 2024? Magic Z-Ball says, Outlook good.
Outlook good?
That is a pretty good yes to me.
We got solid yeses?
We got two solid yeses. A Bieber baby.
I have goosebumps. Do you have goosebumps?
Yes, because I don't. I love doing this because it feels like it's a little naughty.
Yeah.
Right? We're kind of like manipulating the universe a little bit, or the Magic Z Ball is at least.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
On this date, January 3rd, we've got all year to monitor Bieber baby.
Lots coming, you guys.
And some sort of major announcement with a casino in Cedar Rapids because the Magic Z Ball says so. How are you feeling about that?
I am scared. We are entering a brand new world, but hey, Magic Z Ball, never wrong.
It isn't.
Wow.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Happy New Year. How long do we get to say that?
I think you're allowed to say that for about 10 days.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah, till because March. I keep
Producer Ben just said until March.
Till March?
Yeah, you get like a quarter of the way through the year.
Why am I not hearing you on that microphone?
Oh, you're on the wrong one.
You're on a different microphone, my friend.
Four.
That's
two.
Four? I'm turning them all on.
Four.
Now talk.
Hello.
There he is.
All right, I wonder which one he's on. Okay. Oh, that's four. Thanks.
Four.
You say till March, you can say Happy New Year?
Yeah, that's a quarter of the way through the year. I think that's fair. You're not too far in.
Because I keep seeing people and I keep saying it. And then I'm like, well, at some point, is somebody just going to like roll their eyes at me and huff?
Well,
but thus far, it's been received well.
Producer Ben's going to be saying it in late February. So get ready to roll your eyes at him.
This guy.
Can't wait for Leap Day. Happy New Year. Come on, Producer Ben. Now, if you remember last year, the Morning Scramble decided to choose a word to represent the show. We decided, well, we picked two. Nonstop.
I think achieved.
That was achieved and I think inspired from, we had won the Broadcaster of the Year award. And then nonstop meant we wanted to keep going.
Let's keep going. Let's keep building.
This past year, we were the 2023 Iowa Music Award Podcast of the Year, which I think does say last year was for sure. So we went out for breakfast and we were all deciding, are we doing a word, not doing a word? And then a picture inspired us to go in a completely different direction.
Yeah, we were all ready to start thinking about our word for 2024. But then listener Michelle posted on our one-shot weekends yesterday. She said she had a party.
A vision board party.
Never heard of it.
I've heard of vision boards. I never knew a group of friends to get together and kind of vision board together.
Not together.
No.
No, I've not experienced that. But I love the idea. And I've heard of vision boards, but I don't know if I've really done one in earnest.
You've never made one? Did you know what a vision board was before we told you you had to come in and talk about vision boards?
No.
No. Which seems to be a common question. We have put up on the Z Facebook page, what would go on your vision board for 2024? And out of the gate, Eugene's asking, what's a vision board?
Yeah, a vision board.
Well, and this Michelle, who's inspired us, replied. Thank you, Michelle, by the way, for helping us. A visual daily reminder of what you hope to achieve during the year. And she posted a picture of her board. Clean house. Do good. Be kind. Easy dinners.
Uncover the Zen. Take five.
I like that this doesn't lock you into a resolution, but is more of a guide map for how you're going to live the year.
Yes. It's just little reminders to yourself of what you need and what this year should look like for you.
So in the interest of arts and crafts, which we love to do on the Morning Scramble.
Oh, we are so artistic.
So crafty as well.
Mm.
We got to get to making a vision board. Boards individual?
I think it's an individual thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you put it on a board or is it on a paper?
Excellent question, Ben. I think it's on paper.
Here's what I think we should do. Because we've got a little time. Kind of like how long do you say Happy New Year? We need this done before March.
Yes.
Producer Ben. But I think we got a good 5 to 10 days to make this happen.
Sure.
But I bet if we have a lot of questions right now, let's kind of talk through those. Maybe make a little list, come back, see where our heads are at. Because we need material.
Yeah.
We probably need a little guidance. Maybe Michelle can kind of walk us through
what
the steps.
What magazine subscriptions do you have?
Oh, we need magazines. We got to like do the clippings.
We got to have stuff to pull from.
Maybe a lot of stuff could be stolen
from Producer Ben's
house.
Magazines?
I am not a subscriber.
Dang
We're
it.
Not. We haven't gotten a magazine in years.
Ours are all food.
That's a good place to start.
Bon appetit.
Okay, let's put our heads together, do a little Q&A among ourselves, kind of map out what these vision board, what the process is going to be, and then we'll pick a date, we'll pick a due date. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
standing here making this up because I've never done this.
You're making this up?
I've never done a vision board before.
Okay. No, I think that we can.
We also need a little bit of help, right?
Guidance on how to do it correctly.
Guidance would be good. If you've done a vision board, would like to sound off on that, 200-1029, join our conversation. That would be lovely.
That'd be very helpful.
Facebook page as well. Maybe you are doing a vision board. We'd like to see a picture of yours or what is on your vision board.
Exactly. That's the question that we have posted right now. So if you have something that you have already pinned to your board, help guide us. You can sound off on the Z102.9 Facebook page or give us a call.
200-1029.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Guys, I've got my first part of my vision board figured out.
Guys.
It's going to say 2024.
What?
Okay.
That's a great idea. Okay. No, it's wonderful. Good place to start.
Dear Michelle, big fan of the Morning Scramble, posts, I think, almost every Monday or Tuesday for One Shot Weekends, had a vision board party over the weekend with her girlfriends, and they collectively made their own vision boards, and we saw that as a source of inspiration for the Morning Scramble.
We love to party. We could have...
We love to party.
We could have a vision board party.
Sure.
I'll bring drinks.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to bring the materials.
Oh, materials!
We need so many materials for a vision board.
I went right to, like, what snack should we have?
That's also a good idea. Producer Ben.
I kind of want the pickle wraps.
You can have all of them.
I don't want those.
Really? I'm going to make pickle wraps. I think I just want pickle wraps.
You're having your own vision board party.
You bring the snacks and the drinks and the materials, and I'll bring a warm body.
A warm...
Ben, you are so helpful.
Hold on. Is it your body you bring?
Yes.
To do your own vision board.
Interesting.
I'm looking at Michelle. So right now on the Z Facebook page, we've asked the question in general. Because last year we did word for the year. We wanted to mix it up. So we're going to do a vision board. What would be on your vision board for 2024? Michelle posted hers directly. And there's a lot on there that I love. Some of it's specific. It looks to me like she's going to Nashville. There's a piece of luggage. The word Nashville is there.
Oh, so okay.
So like either wants to or aspires to go on a trip, or maybe that one's already planned.
Cool.
But then things like discover the Zen, the power of small rituals, more guiding terms. I like it's a mix of very specific and very broad.
Yeah. These are the things that are going to happen. These are the things that I aspire to.
Yes.
Okay. So it can be a little bit of a mixture, and it can be, it looks like we've got some visuals here. You know, there's just like a stack of books. Like if I want to read more,
okay,
that could be a representation.
My question for this group is it all Morning Scramble vision, or is it a mix of Morning Scramble and Dancing Eric Hansen vision?
Ooh.
So some of my personal and my professional. This is the first time I've ever done it.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. What are the rules for vision boards?
I thought whatever your vision is.
Oh, thanks.
So it could be anything.
Your answer.
Ben answers your question with another question.
Yeah, that's right, Socrates. Thanks a lot. Whatever you're inspired
what
to put on the board.
What do you feel moved to do?
Also, and I got to point this out, where are we going to get magazines?
That's a really good point.
Because a lot of what I see on Michelle's board, straight up clipped out of a magazine. And around this building, I think we get some music magazines and that's it.
Yes.
Anybody have a doctor's appointment coming up and you could steal a magazine from the lobby?
Can we swipe them? Hey.
Swipe some magazines.
Wait, does anybody like a doctor, the marching, our marching band, our bass drummer is a doctor.
He's a doctor.
He's
a dentist. Is that really a doctor?
Do they have a waiting room?
I don't know. I don't go to.
We could ask friends.
I also don't use him as my dentist, but he's a good friend of mine.
But maybe he has a lobby that they have magazines.
That'd be a good idea.
That's a resource.
Okay. Do like libraries have a periodical section, and do they recycle that stuff?
Do they get rid of them eventually?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. So we need supplies.
Put out some feelers.
We need someone to tell us exactly what a vision board is. This is a great idea.
Education? We're really starting at ground zero here.
I think so. Have either of you thought at all about even one thing you'd put on your vision board?
I want to sleep more in 2024.
Legit?
Good for you, Ben.
Yes, more sleep? Okay.
Yeah, well, you know what? That is important.
You know, he could just take a picture of his bed and put it on his vision board, right?
True. Is that okay?
I think here's where we're getting caught up. We're getting caught up in the rules.
Yeah.
It's a vision board.
Yeah. I go and then print something off?
Why not? Maybe we could just take pictures of things in the world and then put those on our board.
Huh.
Okay, we've got way too many questions.
Okay.
And nobody to answer them.
Okay, well, we need to get our expert.
We need some help.
I think we need to call Michelle.
Do you think Michelle could guide us through?
I hope so.
Be better than Socrates Ben over here answering my question with more questions.
Your question is an interesting one. Might as well ask the magic
Z-ball. What do you want it to be? I don't know. But we are committed. Vision boards for sure.
Let's do it.
Individual. Next step is seeing if Michelle will help us. Maybe yes. She's got magazines. Let's start with that.
Hey,
we have.
They had scraps. They had a party.
Yes, they did have a party.
We will take your leftovers.
For sure. Okay. Operation Vision Board. Officially, hey, if you're on a journey, you got to take the first step. And we just did that.
Here we go, you guys. Let's go.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.